with the time at 26 minutes to 8 o'clock. Pádraic Lodge is here with news from Kerry.
Yes, good morning, Chris. Kerry have named their team for Sunday's All-Ireland final against Donegal. There are two changes from the win over Mayo in the semi-final replay. Mark O'Shea, who was introduced as a substitute in the Gaelic grounds, retains his place in the full back line at the expense of Shane Enright, while Stephen O'Brien, who's recovered from injury, comes into the half-forward line in place of Michael Ganey. The team will be captained by Fionn Fitzgerald from the Dr. Crokes Club. Our Gaelic Games correspondent Brian Carthy has been speaking to Declan O'Sullivan, who has to be satisfied with a place on the bench.
Start of the year, I had a bit of a rest. I didn't play any of the league action, so I came back just after the Cork League game and trained very hard up until the Championship. And the Munster Championship went quite well, but a few injuries, niggly injuries that I need to clear up. But thankfully, they seem to have cleared up quite well, and looking forward now to the big game.
You were involved in an awful lot of intense and tense games in the course of your career. How would the two Mayo games, particularly the replay, compare with some of the great battles that you were involved in?
Yeah, I think it'd be right up there. Physical games, you know, we showed great guts and determination and great nerve as well. I think both days, either team would have had chances to win it. And, you know, you can talk all you like inside meetings about sticking together and playing for each other and playing till the very last minute. But until you go out there and probably do it, you know, it's a bit hollow. So I think that was a great, pleasing thing about the last days, that, you know, we came through a real tight tussle and, you know, 23 players played in the replay below on Limerick, and each player made a real positive impact, and that's great for the panel, it's great for competition.
And tell me this, Declan, what was your own assessment of Donegal's performance against Dublin in the semi-final? Did you feel it came out of the blue?
You know, I wasn't one bit surprised by it. You know, Donegal have a great system of play that's been developed over the last 3 years under Jimmy McGuinness, and we know ourselves from playing Dublin the previous year as well that, you know, there was weaknesses in that Dublin team that could be exploited, and no better team than Donegal to do that. So I wasn't one bit surprised, and I was very impressed with Donegal. I think, you know, defensively they're always going to be good, but I think, you know, the likes of Ryan McHugh and Paddy McBearty came on, and Colin McFadden as well came into a good bit of form the last day, and they really were very good going forward, which, you know, a lot of times people ignore that. But no, definitely it was a huge team performance by Donegal to beat Dublin, and they'll get some confidence from that also. Here we'll have to concentrate and get our own game plan right, getting everyone prepared properly, and it comes down like to every game, you have to do the basics right, try and minimise mistakes, and then when you do make mistakes, is react the right way. A lot of work goes in beforehand to make sure the team plays well in the day.
That's Declan O'Sullivan, and Jim McCorry has been appointed as Down football manager. He succeeds James McCartan. On the opening night of Europa League action, Celtic drew 2-2 away to Salzburg. Donegal's Seamus Coleman was on the score sheet in Everton's 4-1 victory over Wolfsburg at Goodison Park, and Tottenham played out a scoreless draw away to Partizan Belgrade. UEFA will announce the host cities for the 2020 European Championships later today. Dublin is bidding to be one of the 13 cities to stage games at the finals. Women are to be allowed to join the Royal and Ancient Golf Club at St Andrews in Scotland. In a vote of club members, 85% were in favour of the change. Although women have been able to play on the course, they were, until yesterday's vote, generally not allowed in the clubhouse and played no significant part in the decision-making process. The announcement was made by the RNA Chief Executive Peter Dawson.
I'm very, very pleased indeed to announce that the membership of the Royal and Ancient Golf Club of St Andrews has voted overwhelmingly in favour of welcoming women members. More than three quarters of the club's global membership took part in the ballot, with a decisive 85% voting for women to become members. This vote has immediate effect, and I can confirm that the Royal and Ancient Golf Club of St Andrews is now a mixed-sex club.
And that's the sport for now.